and listen to what the Lord is telling us in these days.
Kuyithuba futhi elimnandi ukuthi sike sihlale silalele lokhu uNkulunkulu akukhuluma kithi kule insuku.
For us, it's a change. We've never experienced something like this, and I'll maybe never experience it again, where you need to speak to people that you don't see.
Kithina kuyinto engajwayelekile esiqalayo nqa ukuhlangabezana nayo. Mhlawumbe futhi ngesiphindi sihlangabezane nayo la kudinga ukuthi ukhulume nabantu ongababoni.
But that is when the Lord puts you aside and he wants to speak to you personally.
Kora kuyilapho la uNkulunkulu ekuthathe ekubeka eceleni ngoba efuna ukukhuluma nawe ngqo.
He wants to speak to you and wants to speak to your family.
Funa ukuthi akhulume nawe, akhulume nomndeni wakho futhi.
Because that's where it starts.
Ngoba kuqala lapho.
Let us pray.
Asithandaze.
Our Heavenly Father.
Babethu sezulwini.
Thank you for sending your only begotten son.
Siyabonga uba uthumele indodana yakho ezelwe yodwa.
Because you loved us.
Ngoba ubusithanda.
You cared for us.
Usinakekele.
That's why you sent him.
Ingakho Nkosi wamthumela.
And Lord, may we grasp this mystery even in a greater way, deeper way than ever before.
Nkosi kwangathi singayibamba le mfihlakalo siyibambisise ngokujula ngendlela singakaze sibambe ngayo ngaphambili.
Lord, as we listen to your word, be with us.
Siyacela Nkosi salalele izwi lakho ube ube nathi.
Make it alive.
Lenze Nkosi ukuba liphile.
Make it and create that has meaning and life within us.
Wenze Nkosi ukuba libe nencazelo libe ukuphila kithi.
Now we pray that as we're going to break the bread of life, as it was broken during the Easter time, may that bread create life in us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba sesizohlephula manje isinkwa sokuphila njoba sahleshulo nangesikhathi sephasika ukuba Nkosi wangathi lesinkwa singaba ukuphila kithi.
And through that holy sacred blood, that it might work in and within us as it should.
Kuba Nkosi ngalelo gazi elingcwele licwengisisiwe ukuba lisebenze kithina ngaphakathi kwethu ngaleyo ndlela Nkosi kumele lisebenze ngayo.
Lord, be with your children wherever they are across the world. Be with them in that sitting room, wherever they find themselves, and be in their midst. Make it in such a way that they will experience you being there.
Nkosi siyacela ukuba ukhulume nabantwana bakho umhlaba wonke jikelele labehleli khona noma besema sitting room noma kuphi ube khona Nkosi kuleyo ndawo usebenze.
Now we pray that you would open your word to us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba ulivule izwi lakho kithi.
Thus we ask in the name of him who died and rose again.
Nkosi siyacela lokhu ngegama lalowo owasifela wavuka futhi.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll read out of Matthew chapter 26.
Siyafunda encwadini kaMathewu isahluko samashumi amabili nesithupha.
It's a well-known portion, but I'd like to talk about it this morning.
Indaba ejwayelekile yaziwayo nokho ngithanda ukuba ngikhulume ngayo namhlanje.
Although the Lord was already crucified by this time, but I'd like just to go a little bit back and see what led up to it.
Nakuba ngalesi sikhathi sanamhlanje inkosi yayisibethele kodwa ngithanda ukuthi ke sihlehle sithi ukubuka kancane.
Verse 36.
Sifunda kusukela evesini
lika 36. Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane and he told his disciples, "Sit down here while I go yonder and pray."
Khona uJesu wafika nabe endaweni ethiwa iGethsemane wathi kubafundi, "Hlalani lapha ngisaya kukhuleka lapha ya."
Taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to show grief and distress of mind and was deeply depressed.
Wathatha uPetro namadodana amabili kaZebedeu waqala ukuba nomunyu nosizi.
It's interesting that he took three of his own with him, not all of them, only three.
Three
has a meaning in God's word. Are you amongst those three? Then he said to them, "My soul is very sad and deeply grieved, so that I'm almost dying of sorrow. Stay here, keep awake, keep watch with me."
Khona wathi kubo umphefumulo wami ulusizi kakhulu ukuze kube sekufeni. Hlalani lapha nilinde kanye nami.
And going a little bit further, he threw himself upon the ground on his face read. He threw himself. Just imagine it. And he prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but as your will and desire."
Waqhubeka incusana, wangobuso bakhe, wakhuleka. Wawangobuso ukubambe lokho. Wakhuleka wathi, "Baba, uma kungenzeka, akudlule kimi lesitsha. Nokho kungabi nje ukuba ngithanda mina, kodwa nje ukuba uthanda wena."
And he came to his disciples, found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "What? Are you so utterly unable to stay awake and keep watch with me for 1 hour?"
Wayeseza kubafundi abafumana belele wathi kuPetru, "Kanti beningelinde nami ihora libe linye na?"
"All of you must keep awake and watch and pray that you may not come into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Lindani nikhuleke ukuba ningangeni ekulingweni. Umoya uyavuma kepha inyama ibuthakathaka.
Again a second time he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass by unless I drink it, your will be done."
Wabuye waya ngokwesibili wakhuleka wathi, "Baba, uma lesitsha singedlule kimi ngingasiphuzanga, mayenziwe intando yakho."
And again he found them sleeping, for their eyes were weighed down with sleep.
Esebuya futhi abafumana belele ngokuba amehlo abo ayenzima.
So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time using the same words.
Wabuye wabashiya waya wakhuleka ngokwesithathu esho futhi lona leluzwi.
So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time using the same words. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking rest? Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of especially wicked sinners."
Wabuye wabashiya waya wakhuleka ngokwesithathu esho futhi lona leluzwi. Khona wafika kubafundi wathi kubo, "Nisalele namanje niphumula. Bekani hora selisondele. Indodana yomuntu siyakhashelwa ezandleni zezulu."
"Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
"Sukumani sahambe. Bekani ongikhaphelayo usesondele."
The last few hours of our Lord Jesus Christ were very difficult.
Amahora okugcina enkosi uJesu ayenzima kakhulu.
We see that he took 3 of his own with him to be with them, to comfort him in this time.
Siyathola ukuthi wathatha abathathu wahamba nabo ukuze babe naye bamduduze kulesikhathi.
The Lord has need of us in this time.
INkosi iyasidinga kulesikhathi.
He wants us to be with him.
Ufuna sibe naye.
He wants to use us.
Ufuna ukusebenzisa.
But this was a difficult time. The Bible even says he was filled with grief and distress. He says, "My very soul, I'm very sad and deeply grieved. I'm almost dying of sorrow."
Kwakuyisikhathi esinzima lesi iBhayibheli liyasitshela ukuthi waba nomunyu nosizi.
You can, in those few words, understand and grasp, maybe humanly, what he went through.
Khala mazwi nje ambalwa amancane usungabamba uqonde ngokobuntu ukuthi wayesebunzimeni naso sizi olungakanani.
And it was at that time that he needed his own, must I say, the most.
Kwakuyileso sikhathi lasengathi wayebadinga kakhulu abakhe.
The Lord has need of you now.
INkosi iyakudinga wena manje.
He needs you in his kingdom to work.
Uyakudinga wena embusweni wakhe ukuze asebenze.
But maybe you are busy.
Khona mhlawumbe wena ubusy kakhulu.
Physically sleeping, but with your own plans and ideas.
Mhlamba ulele ukulala ngokulala ngomzimba kodwa ubhizi ngawakho amacebo neyakho imbono.
Here we find he went with 3 of his disciples. He prayed 3 times and he woke up the disciples 3 times.
Siyafunda la ukuthi wahamba nabafundi bakhe abathathu ethandaza kathathu.
Biblically, 3 represents a wholeness, a completeness, and perfection. The number 3 was used to put a divine stamp of completion or fulfillment on the subject.
Ukusetshenziswa kokuthathu kwakuveza ukuze kukhonjiswe ukupheleliswa nokugcwaliswa
And so for me, that's it grasped me to say, listen, three is of utmost importance. What the Lord did was perfect. How many times hasn't God spoken to you already? How many times hasn't He come to you? And how do you know that your three times is over yet? The Lord has reason for everything, and if we are slow at it, and we take it lightly, friends, the time maybe will come where He leave you sleeping.
Three
times he prayed. And he said, "Oh Lord, Father, may this cup pass by." Three times he went and he woke his disciples. The Bible stipulates exactly what was happening. Don't take it lightly when the Lord speaks to you.
Don't
think it'll just speaking, it'll pass by. Maybe your chance will pass by.
And you know what?
After that third time, the Lord said, "Let's go." The devil, Satan, will have his way now.
The
devil often troubles us, and he often gets us because we don't listen. We don't see the significance when the Lord speaks to us, and maybe He's spoken more than three times to your life concerning that thing. We must heed His warnings. These days I was working, and I got into the machine I was working with. As I got out of the car, suddenly my thumb got hold into the door. I've never, long last experienced it, but it was very sore.
But you know what?
Immediately I knew God was speaking to me.
You see,
I knew God was saying something to me. You understand? Are you there? When God touches your life, whatever way He does it, don't take it, it's just a mistake, or it's just, it happened. I said to some of my people these days, I said that those mistakes happen, is it normal? Must they happen? Why? You see? You seek the answer with the Lord. There are mistakes that will happen. As you are born, you die.
So, but
when you are born, you ask the Lord, "Lord, why? What do you want me to do in this earth, in this on your world, and in your earth?"
Why did you
create me? And when before you die, you must make sure that you are right with your Lord.
Three
times the Lord prayed. He fell onto the ground. Can you imagine such a prayer? Can you imagine such a wrestling with God? That's why maybe our life is shallow as it is, because that's my life. I don't fall face down on the ground. I just take my time, whatever it may be. But the Lord prayed. and he pleaded with his father. He pleaded with him.
Jesu wakhuleka emnxusa emncenga ubaba.
Said, if father, if this thing could just pass by, you hear? That was the easy way out. That was a naturally way out. But he said, may your will be done.
Ethi baba, uma bekungadlula lokhu, bekuyona indlela elula yokuphunyuka kulento, kodwa uthi baba, mayenziwe intando yakho.
He learned to bow.
Wafunda ukuthoba.
The Bible says we learn obedience through things that we suffer and go through.
IBhayibheli lithi siyafunda ukulalela ngezinto esingena kuzo nangenhlupheko esingena kuzo.
That's how you learn. If you want to learn, if you have an ear to listen when it comes to you three times.
Sifunda kanjalo uma ngabe ufuna ukulalela uma unendlebe yokuzwa makufike kuwena kathathu.
But the Lord bowed and submitted to his Father in heaven. Even when it cost him his life. Abraham experienced that when he had to offer his only son he had. Think of it.
Abraham nayo wahlangabezana nakho kunjalo lapho kudinga ukuthi anikele ngendodana yakhe yodwa.
No wonder God could use them.
Akumangazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu umsebenzi. Waqonda ukuthi kuthotho kanjani. Umuntu umbela lalele.
In a certain time in our life, we went through an experience.
Kunesikhathi empilweni yethu esahlangana nokuthize.
And then we were told.
If
somebody tells you to jump,
then
don't argue. Don't go against it. You can only hurt yourself. The reaction must be, how high must I jump? You understand?
Kodwa sibuze nje ukuthi ngigcume ngize ngifike kuphi wenze lokho okutshelwa ungalokho ubuza imibuzo.
Many mistakes, many sins are committed in our lives. And many things go wrong in our lives because we follow our own will.
Amaphutha amaningi ayenzeka izinto eziningi zenze ngoba thina silandele yethu intando.
That's why we are taught in this world.
Yingakho sifundiswa.
We are taught to do, to become something. We are never or very few times taught, bow, listen, submit, and be obedient.
Kukancane lasifundiswa khona ukuthi lalela, thoba, wenze lokho okutshelwayo.
Think back, maybe of things, sins, mistakes you have made. And why? Because you follow your own hard head.
Awucabangisisi ubheke emuva izono ongena kuzo amaphutho owenza ukuthi ngani na mhlawumbe ingoba ulandela ikhanda lakho eliqinile.
There is a saying which says, Menschenwille ist sein Königreich. The will of man is his kingdom.
Kukhona isisho esishiwoyo esithi intando yomuntu.
And that's why when you hear God's word, you translate it into your own will, your own way, instead of bowing and submitting to the holy will of God.
But
your own hard head will cause you a lot of anguish, great distress. You know it. Look back. You know it, you look back and then you see, but you know what? It's all in vain because I followed my own inclination, my own desires.
Kodwa lokho kuba ngintamo olukhuni, kuzokudalela usizi, kukudalela inhlungu, uma ubuka emuva ubona ukuthi akukusizi ngalutho, uyilahla wena osizini.
And friends, then a darkness comes, then confusion comes, a distress comes, not like the Lord. A distress comes, and there you sit. And the Lord, does he still come and speak to you? I'm asking you.
Bese ke sihlobo sekuqala ngena ubumnyama kungena usizi kubanzima uNkulunkulu sakhuluma inawo makunjalo ngiyabuza.
How great must that darkness see if those eyes are blind? When those eyes are blind, how great must that distress, that darkness be?
Uma lawo mehlo engaboni eyimpumputhe, ubumnyama kumele kube ngakanani, kube bukhulu kangakanani.
That's why you teach a child. That's why Reverend Stegan often preached here. Bend that will of that child before it's 3 years old.
Igakho uma ufundisa ingane, ube kusho njalo, ubaba umfundisi uStegan ethi, yiphule intando yengane ingakabi neminyaka emithathu.
Break that will.
Uphule intando yayo.
Why?
Ngani na?
It learns to bow. Many hate discipline. Many people have spoken about me and the discipline I've had.
Abantu abaningi bakhulume ngami nangokuqondiswa benginakho.
But friends, great are the rewards if a person listens to that discipline, whoever it may be.
Kodwa sihlobo, meningi umkhulu umvuzo umuntu awuthola umelalela lokho kuyalo noqondiswa.
And here was the Lord giving way to the will of the Father in heaven. That alone of bowing must have done something inside him, must have encouraged him and strengthened him. Great is a fight for you to bow, but when you've bowed, great is the joy, great is the strength that comes from it.
Inkulu impo bhekana nayo ukuzulalela uyithobe kodwa uma usukwenzile lokho mkhulu umvuzo amandla wazuzayo.
And the Lord then went to his disciples after he prayed the first time.
Jesu wayeseya kubafundi bakhe emva kokuthi ekhuleke okuqala.
And he said, "Can't you watch with me for 1 hour?"
Uthi beningelinde yini nami ihora libe linye
na. He instructed them.
Ube bayalile.
And then he left and went back. Prayed for the second time.
And
then he came back the second time to his disciples.
And
you know what? He left them. He left them sleeping. Think of it. The Lord leaves you sleeping. And the greatest need, not even the greatest need in your normal life, he comes, maybe he says, I have spoken. Remember what I've said to you. What must I else say to you?
How come I Jesus figure gue? Akshiulele, mtambu nestingo, mtambu swanestingo, school in pilo akwe choelegile. Akshiulele, tim kulumile now. Sakmele ntin, man.
You know, it's the hardest when somebody looks at you and he doesn't say a word. Because you know what he wants. You know what he's saying. Blessed is that father when he looks at his children, they understand what he says and they do.
But
you've got to convince. You've got to speak to them. You've got to plead with them. Don't go into the bucky. Don't do this. They should see your eyes what they say.
And
then he left them.
He
came back the third time. And then he said to them, "Come, wake up. Wake up now. The hour is at hand." The hour is at hand. The time has come. What a shock. What a shock must have been for them. What did they feel? What did they experience? They knew they had slept. And now suddenly, this, so to say, evil upon them. Have you woken up from your spiritual sleep? Have you woken up? I mean, that you see and understand. It's one thing to listen and say it's wonderful. It's another thing to listen and understand and do.
Usuphapheme yini wabona waqonda hayi ukuthi ubone nje bese ubabaze kodwa uqonde bese uyakwenza okumele uwenze.
Oh, for the grace of God that wakes us up, that doesn't give up on our sinful lives.
Uyisimanga lo Musa kaNkuluNkulu osivusayo ongasishisi lele esonweni.
What would we be without that grace, without that perseverance of our Lord with our lives? Where would we be?
Kabe sikuphi ngaphandle kwalo Musa, ngaphandle kwalokho kubekezela inkosi isibekezelele iphikelela.
But how wonderful, how sweet when the Lord Jesus speaks to you. When he speaks to you through his word, through whatever it may be.
Kodwa kumnandi kangakanani.
And then Christ, the first time he came, he taught them a lesson. He taught them a life's lesson. And he said to them, watch and pray. That was in the deepest sense of the word when it was most difficult. This was the watchword of the early Christians in Jerusalem. This was their watchword.
And
the Lord said, I want you to understand.
He says,
the flesh is weak.
It
does what you don't want to do.
That's
what Paul said.
He says,
but the spirit is willing.
He said, you're
prepared to die with me.
You are
prepared to go with me to the end.
That's in you.
But he says, be careful.
Take
heed. The flesh is weak. Don't give place to it. Many people don't understand it. They don't understand that the flesh is weak. You need to be careful. But by God's grace, you conquer it. You live above it. When the revival started, with Reverend Stegan and with those that were with him, this was the thing they learned from the beginning. As far as I can recall, I can make a mistake. One day, while they were together, suddenly a board appeared on the wall. And on it was written, watch and pray. Watch and pray.
Lindan in tandas.
You must learn.
Kumele's food.
To watch is to learn.
Uglinda,
to take note.
Upaule.
Of how the devil works.
Of
how he attacks you. And if I believe with all my heart that those Christians from that day on, from when the revival started in Mapumulu up till today, if it wasn't for these three words, I wonder where we would have been today. Where would we have been if there wouldn't have been a people that knew how what it means to watch and pray? You and I maybe would have been gone long time. Now the Lord is teaching us the same message. When it's the most difficult, watch and pray. When things go well, and you're high in the clouds, and you're thanking God, watch and pray. Because often, that's the most dangerous time. That's when we let our guards, we lower our guards.
Koba isona skati lapho sigaba ingozi la sixekisa khona sikhululeka.
And the Lord said, you know why you watch and pray?
Inkosi uthi yazi
ini ngani? Because of temptation.
Kumele niline nithandaze uthi ngenxa yeyilingo.
You see? Many people say, but why you always preach about sin? Temptation, there are different types. But the worst one is the temptation to sin. And all temptation, if you're not careful, leads to sin.
Abantu abaningi bathi ngani khulunywa ngesono njalo isono ingoba uma kufika izilingo izono izilingo eziningi ziyokuholela esonweni.
In Luke, the Lord warned his disciples.
Encwadini kaLuke uJesu yabaxwayisa abafundi bakhe. Awulalele uthi
uthi. He said to his disciples,
uthi kubafundi bakhe,
temptation to sin are sure to come.
Uthi izilingo eziholele esonweni ziyakufika nakanjani?
They are sure to come.
Nakanjani ziyofika?
Don't be misled.
Ungadukiswa.
Don't go follow your own brain.
Ungalandele yakho
ingqondo. Temptation will come.
Izilingo ziyofika.
But he says, but woe through whom they come.
Kodwa uthi maye kulowo eziza ngayo.
Because men can also tempt you in certain things and in many, many things.
Ngoba nomuntu angafika kulinge ngezinto eziningi.
Friends, you know what's the one of the worst is when people speak to you.
Sihlobo kunye kuba ingozi okubi kakhulu.
And they say something about somebody else.
Uma abantu bekhuluma nawe bekhuluma ngomunye umuntu.
And you are tempted and you believe it.
Bese wena ulingeke ukholwe lokho abakushoyo.
Maybe it's a person that you honored, that you respected. He said something about others, which hasn't got the guts to say before them. But he says it. And what does he do? He tempts those listeners. And those listeners are foolish enough not to watch and pray.
Mhlawumbe umuntu ubumthemba afika akhulume izinto ngabanye abantu angeke abenalo igunya lokuzikhuluma phambi kwabo ngenxa yokuthi abantu abamlalele bayamthemba bakukholwe lokwakushoyo abalinge ngalokho.
Eve was tempted in the same way, but it went wrong. She was said, I'll open your eyes. When that person speaks to you, I'll open your eyes concerning that and that person, concerning this and that, what's happened. I'm opening your eyes. But great is that darkness which you'll fall into.
U-Efa naye wabakuleso slimo, ngoba kwathiwa uyovuleka amehlo, uma kwenze ukuthi nokuthi, wawela ebumnyabeni obukhulu ngokwenza lokho.
That's why he even taught his disciples in our Lord's Prayer. He taught them about this one issue, of one of these issues, and that was when we are tempted.
Ingakho uJesu wabafundisa ngisho abafundi ngazo ezinye zalezi zinto ebafundisa ukuthi uma silingwa.
And you know, the Lord maybe knew when he looked at his disciples. He knew how they are. He knew where they are. He knew what they can be up to. And he said, listen, you will be tempted, even if you all forsake me, but come back.
UJesu mhlawumbe wayazi ngesikhathi ekhuluma nabafundi eqonda ukuthi kuzowenzakalani ukuthi noma ngabe saningiflathele nonke kodwa nobuye.
I'll come back to that point later.
Zobuyela kulelo point ekuhambeni kwesikhathi.
Humans are like this.
Abantu banje.
When they see the dark cloud,
uma bebona ife elimnyama,
they see the cloud.
Abona ife.
They see the storm.
Babona isivumo.
But you know there are others that see the silver lining around that cloud.
Kona khona abanye ababona ukuthi khona okulizungezile lelif.
If there's a cloud, it looks like silver on the outside, like a shine, you understand. That's where it comes, silver lining. You always see the good in something.
Uma ngabe kunefu, uma ulibuka ifu, kuba khona umuga oyisilive olizungezile. Abanye ke babona okuhle noma belibona ifu.
Do never yield to discouragement, no matter how sorely you are pressed.
Ungaze nakanye unikele ekutheni udangala uphela amandla.
When you see your own shortcomings,
uma uyibona wena ubona ukuhluleka kwakho,
then you can get discouraged and say, but what's happened? Will it work with me?
Kadingu ngavela uphela amandla uthi awukwenzakalani ngiyophumelela na.
Given to that, the Lord made a way for all of us.
Because
he says, with every temptation, I'll give you a way out.
So
often we are sorely tempted to be discouraged. But when we fall into that, we can neither resist the wiles of the enemy, much less even pray. Friends, often in our lives, we will face pressures from different angles. We will experience things that you say, but how can it go on? There lies a power behind every turning away from darkness, from sin. There lies a string. That's how you receive it. When you turn your back on that darkness and you resist and you overcome.
Kukhona amandla njalo akhona noma ngabe udabule ebumnyameni kodwa kuyoba khona amandla obhekana nawo wathole uma ngabe umelana.
When God wants to bring power, strength into your life, he brings more pressure.
Uma uNkulunkulu efuna ukunikeza amandla empilweni yakho uzoletha ingcindezi enkulu.
Humanly, we don't understand it.
Ngokobuntu asiqondi.
But when you experience it, you understand it.
Kodwa uma usubhekane nakho
uzoqonda. When things go difficult,
uma izinto zinzima,
when there are thousand temptations,
uma ngabe ubhekana
nelinga, when I'm pressed down,
ubhekana nokuvivinya ushona phansi.
There is a force that Christ generates within us if we listen and bow to him.
Kukhona amandla uJesu ofaka kithina awajovela phakathi kithi uma silalela sithoba.
In some instances, equipment is used that makes friction. And you know that friction causes and produces power.
Kunezinye indawo nakusetshenziswa imishini ezoletha ukuthi kube khona ukunyakaza okukhulu kodwa ngakho lokho kufika amandla.
So in our lives, God holds us back by testing ordeals of life.
Kanjalo empilweni zethu uJesu asibambe ngale yondlela ukuze asivivinye.
He holds us back and by the pressure of temptation and trial, by the things that seem against us, but these very things are furthering his cause in our life.
Asibambe ukusivivinya ukuthi kube khona ingcindezi, kube khona izinto eziningi eziyivivinyo, kodwa ngalezo zinto sithola amandla empilweni zethu.
You understand? You understand now why you have to go through pressures, trials, temptation, and hardship? It's not that it's against you, but God uses that in our life to purify us, to sanctify us, and make us go forward.
We are going to know things. Ukuthi ubhekana nokuvivinya ongaka. Hayi ukuthi lezi zinto zifikele ukuthi ziqeda amandla. Kodwa uJesu uqonda ukuba asikwengisise, asihlambulule.
That's why the Lord taught us that we must watch. In other words, we must look, behold, and learn.
Ngakho uJesu wasifundisa ukuba silinde, sibheke, sifunde.
Make that your watchword. Make that part of your life. That when the Lord comes, watch. Listen to what he says. Watch. Listen. And then you pray about it.
And
now we start to understand why the Lord said certain things. The disciples at that moment, it was hidden from them. Last night, while I was to go to Bath, suddenly something came to me. And I don't say tell you what it was, but suddenly it said, but Dietmar, Malume, why haven't you seen it in that way before?
When somebody speaks to you,
look at the things before you.
Umuntu ekhuluma nawe ubuka lento ephambi kwakho
manje. But you don't understand that you meet something totally different behind everything.
Ungaqondi ukuthi ubuka into ehlukile engale
konqonda kwakho. Be careful when somebody says something, don't jump and talk. We do that too quickly. Watch, listen to what is said. Watch.
Qaphela uma umuntu ekhuluma nawe ungavele ugcume nje usheshe uphendule linda.
And behind everything now we start to understand.
Manje siyaqala
ukuqonda. Why the Lord spoke to them like that?
Ukuthi ngani uJesu akhulume nabo kanje?
In Luke 22,
Incwadini kaLuke esahluko sa 22. Verse 28.
The Lord says to his disciples,
uJesu uthi kubafundi bakhe,
and you are those who have remained throughout and persevered with me in my trials.
Uthi nina ke ningabakhuthazela nami ekulingweni kwami.
The disciples were with him.
Abafundi babekanye
naye. They persevered with him.
Baphikelela naye.
Maybe with their mistakes.
Mhlambi behamba namaphutha.
But they persevered with the Lord.
Kodwa baphikelela nenkosi.
There where the Lord wanted them to be.
Lapho
la
uJesu.
Not outside.
La uJesu abafuna khona hayi ngaphandle.
Then he says, Simon, Simon, verse 31. Listen, Satan has asked excessively that all of you be given into him that he might sift all of you like grain.
Efesini la 31 uthi Simoni Simoni bheka uSathane unifunile ukuba nihlunge njengokolweni.
And he says here in the amplified he says all of you you who are given to him that's to Christ out of the power of God and keeping of God. That's where Satan asked the Lord. That's what I want of to do with your disciples.
Hiloku uSathane akufuna enkosini ethi ngifuna ukuthi abafundi ngibakhiphe babe ngaphandle kwentando yakho.
It was like with Job. Satan came and said, but God, just take that protection away. Just take these things away. You'll see how he reacts.
Kwaba njengakunoJobe. La uSathane efike ethi awukususe yonke konke ukumvikela kwakho sibone ukuthi uzowenzani.
Exactly. Bethi awuNkulunkulu osidedele. Awungibadedele nje. Awubadedele abantwana bakho. Angibavivinye mina uzobona.
And the devil says, just let them, just be away from them, that I can test them and you'll see what will come out.
And he said, Simon, the devil asked to you to be sifted, all of you. He wants to sift you, to see where you stand.
Uthi Simon, uSathane ufuna ukuba anhlunge, akanivivinye abone ukuthi nimi kuphi.
But Job stood.
The
disciples stood except one who had sinners in his life.
Abafundi bama bonke kwasalo yedwa wenesono.
Who wasn't prepared to bow, was prepared to go God's way, not his own brains.
Oyedwa owengayimisela ukuthi ayithobe, funa ukuhamba ngeyakhe ingqondo.
And he says, but I've prayed for you, especially for you, Peter. Think of it. Think of it. Go look at the Lord. Maybe he says, Dietmar, I pray specially for you. Think if God speaks those words to you, what shouldn't you feel in your heart?
But
I prayed specially for you, Peter, that your own faith will not fail. When you yourself have turned again, strengthen and establish your brethren.
Kepha mina ngikunxusela ukuba ukukhola kwakho kungapheli wena ke nxa usuphendukile uqinisa abafowenu.
In Amos,
Incwadini kaAmos
9 chapter 9 verse 9.
Incwadini kaAmos isahluko sika 9 iverse lika 9.
Behold, I will command and I will sift the house of Israel amongst all nations and cause it to move to and fro. As grain is sifted in a sieve.
Ngokuba bheka ngiyakuyaleza ngizulazulisa indle kwaIsrayeli phakathi kwabo bonke abezizwe njengalokhu kuhlungwa ngesihlungo.
You know, the old people had sieves even today. I remember my mother when she had flour and she baked cakes, she put it in a sieve and she shook that sieve to and fro till the dirt was left behind.
Ngiyakhumbula kudala uma umawami efuna ukubhaka athathe uflawa ufake esefeni alibe nyakazisa kuphume konke ukungcola.
And that's what the devil wanted to do.
Yilokho uSathane afuna ukwenza.
And he wanted to do, and Peter made a mistake.
Wayefuna
ukwenza. He disowned his own master.
Wayefuna ukwenza uPetru angena ephutheni wangamlalela uphathi wakhe.
He sought forgiveness from his master.
Kodwa wakhala enxusa intethelelo kwinkosi yakhe.
No wonder the Lord had to pray for him.
Akumangazi ukuthi uJesu amkhulekile.
He knows you. That's why maybe he prays for you more often than what you think.
Ngoba uyasazi wemazi uPetru, mhlawumbe ingakho ekukhulekela njalo ngaphezu kokwazi kwakho.
And yet shall not the least kernel fall upon the earth and be lost.
Kepha kuyiwela nembewu eyodwa emhlabathini.
You hear that? The Lord specializes in the least kernel, in those that are least, that are nothing. That's his speciality.
Uyakuzwa lokho uJesu ubheka yona leyo mbewu encanyana lenganakekile yona ibheka kakhulu.
In God's kingdom, the least and the lowest are held in high esteem.
Embusweni kaNkuluNkulu laba abancinyana abaphansi ibona abaphakamiswayo.
That's why the Lord just chose fishermen, people that were, not to say, nothing, and he made something out of them.
Ingakho uJesu akhetha nje abantu abedoba inhlanzi, abantu ababebukelwa phansi, wabathatha wabenza utho.
And the disciples were sifted.
Abafundi bahlungwa.
And the Lord said, Peter, I know you. I know who you are. I know what character you've got. But then I pray for you, Peter. I pray for you that you will not fail your faith.
UJesu uthi Petru ngiyakwazi. Ngiyasazi isimo sakho ukuthi umuntu onjani. Kodwa ngikukhulekela ukuba ungalahlekelwa ukholwa kwakho.
We always grasp what goes along in the heavenly realms when the Lord looks at your life and he says, oh, James, Quibus, whoever you are, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you like I prayed for Peter.
Asuqondo kwenzakalayo phezulu emkhathini la uJesu ebuka phansi ekhuleka ethi sibanibani ngiyakukhulekela njengoba ngakhulekela uPetru.
The Bible says even the Holy Spirit pleads our case. He utters prayers that we can't even imagine.
IBhayibheli lithi uMoya Ngcwele uyasinusela uyasikhulekela imkhuleko esingeke siqonde nokuyiqonda.
That's why when the Lord went to Gethsemane, and that one of his greatest times of agony, that's why he took Peter along, because he knew what Peter would become and what Peter would end up with.
Ingakho uJesu lapho eGetsemane eso season olukhulu esesikhathini esinzima wamthatha uPetru wahamba naye ngoba ubeqonda ukuthi uPetru uzobhekana nani.
And you know what? Doesn't that say something to us? That even in our greatest need, in our greatest trials, whatever it may be, whatever way we may maybe be bombarded.
Lokho akukhulumini okuthize empilweni zethu ukuthi noma ngabe sibhekene nani, noma yini esinda esibizela.
Even when that evil day comes and you are shot at with so many arrows, even in your own mind, the Lord prays that you might overcome and that you might stand.
Noma ngabe kufika usuku lokubi, ushaya emcibisholo ngapha nangapha, kodwa uJesu kunxusela ukuba ukwazi ukuma.
There's a power. There's a spiritual power that comes forth from our Lord, especially when he rose from the dead.
Kukhona amandla okomoya asuka kuJesu, amandla atholakala kakhulukazi ngokuvuka kwakhe wabafileyo.
Today, darkness has covered the world again. We heard it last night.
Namhlanje ubumnyama buvala umhlaba wonke futhi sizwile izolo.
The other point that I heard also last night,
elinye point
engizwile izolo, Jesus was counted amongst the transgressors.
Ukuthi uJesu wabalwa nezoni.
And men of God are also treated like that. That's why we don't marvel when they are blamed and said things, because Christ himself was treated like that.
Namadoda kaNkuluNkulu nawo aphathwa kanjalo namhlanje. Ingakho singamangali makhulunywa izinto ngawo ngoba noKristu wenziwa njalo.
Think of it. He was counted amongst the transgressors, the Holy Lamb of God, who had no sin, but they had the guts to talk like that.
Awucabangisise, wabalwa kanye nezoni, indoda kaNkuluNkulu engcwele engenasono, kodwa bayiphatha kanjalo.
Is that why maybe when the Lord works, and the Lord is at work, not the way you think that you see, you say, oh, but those are transgressors. They think they'll run the show, whatever it is. They treated the Lord the same way.
Mhlambe ngabe kunjalo yini na uJesu esebenza khona. Kube khona ababuka nje ngazuthi awukwabantu abayizona babi. NoJesu bamphatha ngaleyo ndlela.
Think of it.
How
he was counted as a transgressor.
He
was nailed to the cross
because
he wasn't a good man.
That's
evil. And that's the evil heart of man.
Well,
when they told me I have to preach 1 hour, I said, no, you guys are making a mistake. 1 hour is too short. But now that I'm finished and the hour isn't finished.
But
you know, through all this ordeal, the Lord was teaching his disciples.
He
said to them, you'll meet things. You won't understand. But when everything was past, the Lord, the Holy Spirit started revealing, opening their eyes, their spiritual eyes, the eyes of truth.
And
said, hey, you know, whatever we experience, maybe it's my time where the Lord says, now you show me where you stand. Even if you are sifted, show me where you stand, what you can do by his grace.
My God, ababona, kube ngathi Jesu uthi konke lokho ubungena khona la usuhlungeke khona, ngikhombiseke manje uthi umi kuphi.
What has your reaction been in the past?
When is cutting
maybe you thrown in the towel.
You
say, oh, that's so difficult. I thought it's easier. I never thought I'll have to grapple with things in my life like this. Peter, the devil asked that you should be sifted, but I pray that you stand. And in overcoming, strength will grow in your life.
Petru Satan unfuni lukuba anhlunge kodwa ngokunxusela ukuba ume thola amandla empilweni yakho.
So when you go further into this year, when we see the darkness that has filled and the fear that has filled this planet,
bangabuqhubeka nokuphila njengoba sibona ubumnyama nokwesaba okungena emhlabeni manje.
May you and I ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want to say to me?
Israel, they
always had the Passover feast
this time. So
this morning I sent some messages to my friends.
Wishing them a
blessed Easter, blessed Passover.
But
you know, I think it's the first time in their life that they couldn't get together as families like that.
Maybe
through history, since the coming of Christ, never have they experienced that they can't come. They have to be behind locked doors.
Maybe
the Lord has put you behind locked doors to wake up when he speaks to you and to listen when he wakes you from your sleep.
Let us
pray. Our Heavenly Father, these are words spoken. Breathe life into them. Work in our hearts. Please, Lord. May this time be a time of grace. Where we can hear your voice. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.